Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Taming the Tongue and is found in James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. James begins this lesson with a strong caution about becoming teachers. He phrases it by saying that not many in the congregation should want to or desire to be teachers. The reason for this caution is that whoever becomes a teacher will be held to a higher standard of accountability and will be judged more strictly. So this should give everyone a reason to pause before accepting any role in which we will be instructing others. In a broader sense, all instruction is not limited to a formal teaching assignment or role. Christian instruction may include any and all methods and ways of informing someone about their behavior or actions. In that sense, we are all accountable for our influence upon others. James goes on to use the word we in the next statement, in which he states that we stumble in many things. We could mean teachers or more generally everyone. But whether he meant teachers or everyone, the case is true for both. We must be careful when we use the word translated stumble or offend. In this verse, it is used twice. The word does not mean sin. What it means is to lose one balance or to trip. It is another way of saying not everything we do will come out the way we want or intend. With that said, and with teachers in mind, although this applies to everyone, James places the highest premium of not stumbling when it comes to speaking. Therefore, we must think twice or three times before we speak. For whoever is able to not stumble in speech is also capable of not stumbling with any other part of the body. James makes the argument that the key to not offending in speech is to control the small part of our body that enables speech. It, like other small parts of other things, is small but is capable of so much control. Without exercising the control over such a small part, it will and can cause great harm and damage. James says man has tamed and brought under control many things, but the tongue is one thing that eludes his control. The tongue itself is full of venom, capable of inflicting harm. With it comes forth good and evil, which should not be, because it does not make sense for good and evil to come from the same source. This is why James concludes that if we can get control over our tongues, which is what we use to speak, the rest of our members will be easily brought into subjection. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m., live and interactive at our website. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.